time, listener-supported KTOO. Welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan. It's summer solstice, Friday, June 20th, 2025. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Gunathchish, Hawa, Tuxknusum, Salama. Thank you for joining the conversation. You can also join us behind the scenes on our live stream on YouTube at ktoo.org/JPMLive or on KTOO's Facebook and Instagram pages. Today, a solstice musical celebration is happening at the Crystal Saloon on Saturday night, headlined by the band Middle Names. We have some live music and chat with the group. During the day tomorrow, the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 70s are hosting a music festival starting at noon. We get a preview of all that's in store. Also, the Juno Commission on Aging is here with an update on events and activities, and we take a look at the last summer bird walk with the Juno Audubon Society. Those conversations coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon. One quick announcement on this summer solstice day. Juno Afternoon will be on a 3-week hiatus from live shows after today's show. We will return with live shows on July 16th. In the meantime, you can tune in and catch episodes of both the Songwriters on Songwriters and Rainy Day Conversations series. Gunathchish for listening, and we will be with you live again in mid-July.
Every story you get from KTOO starts with you. Our staff spends time every day listening to our community, from tracking conversations happening in social media, to reading audience comments, to periodically conducting focus groups. Our aim is to make sure we're giving you the information you need to make informed choices in your life. Contributions from members make this deep level of connection possible. With KTOO's budget year closing out at the end of the month, sign on as a new member at ktoo.org.
Next part of the song feels a little trite right now. It feels kind of, it could come across a little trite because there's a lot of bad things happening in the world in Palestine and Iran, United States of America, LA, public radio, public lands. So I don't sing this part of the song to sort of ignore the bad things happening, but rather to hopefully come together in some solidarity and to create the world that we want for one another. So I want to manifest that.
I'm so happy and I love you. 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 I'm so happy and I love you.
Oh, yeah, that right there is middle names. Why don't you guys come over here to these other microphones as I do a little bit of an intro here. You are listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO, 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. That right there was Middle Names. That's David Feuer and Donnie Brubaker. Middle Names is a band that ranges from playful garage pop to Casio-inspired indie folk bangers. That's the self-description that I found for you guys. And they have some new music out in the summer of 2025. And, of course, they're also going to be playing tomorrow night on Saturday, June 21st. The show starts at 8 p.m. You can also catch them tonight DJing. Where are you going to be DJing at, David?
At the Alaskan.
Okay, you're going to be DJing at the Alaskan. There'll also be a show tomorrow in the afternoon that's available as well. We'll talk about that. But it's a solstice party. You're going to have Magical America as well as a couple other bands on the ticket.
That's right.
And, well, Gunnath Cheesh for being here. It's really nice to meet you. You were on here during Folk Fest Week, David.
Yep.
Thank you for coming. But now we brought Donnie.
That's right.
That's right.
Gunnath Cheesh, Donnie, welcome in.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be in Juno.
Yeah, and you're from Santa Barbara, right?
That's right.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, okay. It's beautiful weather up here, and I'm told it's not always that way. So,
well, you brought it, maybe.
Very
from
grateful.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Very grateful to be here.
Have you been to Juno before, Donnie?
You know, I came to Juno once when I was a kid on one of the cruise ships.
Oh, okay.
So, in a very different capacity,
I could you maybe edit Juno. That? Edit that out before you air it.
Well, we're live. There's no editing.
Whoops. I'm just chill.
Whoops.
No, it's funny because David, when you were here before, I think we talked a little bit about your career, but you guys had been sort of based in the Southwest, like Seattle and Santa Barbara and all around that area, Southwest coast. And but now, David, you live in Juno.
That's
so
right.
You're making music.
Yeah.
You just put out this EP. You can find it online.
Yeah.
And so how do you make an EP when you and the other members of the band are disparate?
Yeah, good question. I think the one you're talking about is BF Pharrell that came out in January of this year.
Okay.
And
oh, I see. So we have another EP coming.
Yeah, there's another one coming in September.
Ooh, okay, is this the soft launch of that announcement?
I think it's a pretty
hard
launch.
Does the world know that EP is coming out yet?
I've told some people.
All right.
The one that came out in January was already totally recorded before I moved here.
Okay.
And then it just was a slow process of putting it out.
Okay, I see. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in September, the first single off the next EP comes out on July 9th. And the whole thing comes out in September. It's called Cedar Street. That's the street I live on. And two of the songs I recorded in Seattle when I was visiting for my birthday. And one of the songs I actually recorded in my apartment on Cedar Street.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So we can look for that on Middle Names. You can find them all on all the different online platforms. You can find the music there.
Yeah.
And you also probably – do you have a website as well?
No official website. Just an Instagram and a TikTok and –
okay. You're on Bandcamp or anything like that?
We're on Bandcamp,
Bandcamp, for people who might know. But follow on Insta. Is it like Middle Names?
Exactly.
Middle Names on Instagram.
At Middle Names, yeah.
And you can find it there. So I was describing a little bit of the music there, but Donnie, how would you describe the kind of music that you all make?
Well, Dave always likes to identify our genre as friendcore.
Well, that was a song about best friends, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
And right. In fact, I was just talking to some of the other members of the band last night after our show in Tacoma, and our drummer Joey was really singing the praises of friendcore as a blossoming genre.
I love
it. And you know, I can't help but agree with him when he's saying that we're, you know, whether we're playing to a big crowd or a small crowd, we are having fun on stage and we are feeling like better friends because of the music we're playing.
I see, okay.
And we're hoping that other people are experiencing that as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's cool to see Dave pull from so many different genres of music to sort of create his own.
Now, tomorrow, David, again, the concert's at the Crystal Saloon. It starts at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other bands on it, Magical America, as well as a couple others. But you will be playing with just Donnie, or is the full band here?
Full band is arriving. They're not all here yet. Me and Donnie flew in early this morning.
Okay.
I had to go to work. And then the bassist, Bon, and the drummer, Joey, arrive tonight, so they'll be here for the show tomorrow, and then also on Sunday at the Alaskan, we're doing a matinee show, and they'll be there for that too.
Oh, that's on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was thinking it was tomorrow as well, but that's the Sunday matinee show. Sundays is just a free over at the Alaskan,
yeah.
Sunday afternoon jam, right?
Yeah, and we're gonna be extending some songs, doing some different stuff, trying out new material. It's gonna be a little more loosey-goosey.
Yeah, free form.
Yeah.
But tomorrow night is the big concert to celebrate Solstice, mm-hmm. And all those other bands on there. How do we, probably just crystalsaloon.com for the tickets, right?
Yeah, I think they got some tickets on Eventbrite.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's great. And so we can expect the new single pretty soon here.
Pretty soon here, July 9th. That's like 2 weeks, I want to say.
Couple weeks away, yeah. What's that one going to be called?
The song is called Something I Need to Do. And this whole EP, Cedar Street, is really, I think, it's a bit of a different direction sonically. Donnie describes it as a return to textures. It's kind of a spacey and more acoustic feel. If you see us live on Saturday, it's going to be pretty rock and roll, electric guitars and that kind of thing. Cedar Street is from my perspective, sort of the impact that being in Juneau has had on me and my songwriting. And so I really do feel like the geography of the place is reflected in the songs that I wrote while I was here.
So instead of friendcore, it's going to be rainforest friends, right?
That's
kind of
right.
What does it to
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just sort of, do you feel like, what has Juneau done to you? Has it slowed you down? Has it changed your tempo? What has it done for you?
I think that's true. And I really love the support of the arts in Juneau. That has just really struck me, the way people show up for stuff. A lot of folk music happening. Folk Fest was so cool. Even just visual art, and you see it around town. The Elizabeth Peratrovich mural is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Just the design of some of the stuff around here. I do think it has slowed me down. Being able to walk to work. We flew in from Seattle this morning, and that's the big difference I notice is I'm not driving, 10 minutes to go 2 miles. I'm walking to work.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I love that about Juneau. It's Middle Names. They're going to be playing tomorrow night as part of a summer solstice festival concert over at the Crystal Saloon. Let me show the banner for the web folks, the people who are watching the live stream. You can see who's all playing there. It's $10 in advance or $15 at the door. It starts at 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Crystal, or you can catch them Saturday afternoon at the Crystal for like an afternoon jam session.
That's at the Alaskan, yeah.
Oh, that's at the Alaskan.
Yep.
Okay. Party tomorrow at the Crystal, Sunday at the Alaskan for a jam session. Okay.
That's right.
There's so much. You got so much. And then DJing tonight.
DJing tonight at the Alaskan for the Pride Pub Crawl with Sigla.
Okay, great. So DJing tonight. And of course, follow them on socials, Middle Names on Instagram. They're also on Bandcamp. We're going to listen to one more song as we go out today. This is from that EP that came out in January. It's called Football. Gwyneth Cheech for being here. Break a leg on the concerts this weekend and have fun tonight DJing. This is Juneau Afternoon on KTOO.
Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com.
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit Word of the Week. This week's word comes from Kakwanish George Davis. And the word this week is tan.
Tan.
That means sea lion. And here is a sentence.
Tan each cut off.
The sea lion sits on the submerged boulder. Let's hear it again.
Tan.
Sea lion. Gunas cheese to Hune Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio.
Kahuan ish, George Davis was Tukdain Tan and the child of a Tsagwe Di man. He grew up in Kirk, Cake, Alaska, and learned to speak well because he would always bring traditional foods to the elders there. As someone who fished a lot and spent time on the land, he knew Tlingit place names all over the area, and he learned many stories and advanced ways of speaking.
And tune in next week for another Tlingit Word of the Week from KTOO.
Transforming our house into a powwow with surround sound, checked it out loud, dancing downtown, you can ride in the parade, got hella umbrellas, it's the game how it's played. Tante Kahini, that's what our creepy. It's not just easy, now you've got to believe me. That's what the flounder sea is, giving us more power than Jesus. Happily as ever after, teach us how to craft masterpieces. Yeah, our Tlingit blankets, we be wearing clothing. No fear and loathing, heritage owning our spirit, bro. We the capital, spell it in letters with all caps. Not a felon and making churches in our crap. Watermelon and skin, our tech tippers, tar glass. Watermelon in your head, combat is with artifacts. Grab a Nads, tell us hello, leader. I love to cut up a yellow cedar from a fellow teacher, some mellow meester. Oh, look in our museum, and you see him pointed at those library walls. Oh boy, oh boy's primary art. Unheard of, we're quite scary, y'all. Those colored lovebird binary stars. Undercover espionage, observe our work like a messy collage. Expect to be obliged, let's begin the march. Ready or not, watch it as a mirage, yeah. Welcome to
this hippie. This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host. That's a little air jazz. Getting us in the mood. He'll be playing tomorrow as part of this next event. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. The Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood Camps 70s are presenting the Summer Solstice Music Festival. It's tomorrow, Saturday, June 21st. It starts at noon. And it's just across the street here from KTOO over at the Auk Landing. And here to tell us more is Meridon Borio, as well as Kevin Allen, both members of the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70. Gunath Chi, Shayadi, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you both here. Was Iati, how's it going today?
Thank you, Boston. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. So let's get started here. So tell us first, what is the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70? I think we got to start there.
Well, with ANS, it started back in 1914, 1915. So we've been around as an organization, to say, Boston.
Love it.
And and at that time, there was a lot of voting rights that needed to be addressed by the organization. So you have folks like Elizabeth Paratovich, William Paul, and they were promoting the civil rights of natives at the time. And it was instrumental in the revival of many Tlingit and Haida traditions.
Awesome. Okay, that's great. Yeah, William Paul, Elizabeth Paratovich, they're well-known names, obviously. And so how long have you been a member, Kevin?
I've been a member, about 2015, because that's when Lillian Petershore, she's one of my family, she came to me once and said, you should join Camp 70. And I said, oh, the Brotherhood? Isn't this like a guys, gals kind of situation? She said, no, you can join either camp. You don't need to be whether a guy or girl. You could be a girl in the Brotherhood, and you could be a guy in the Sisterhood. Like
well, there's
me.
We don't mess around with gender in the Tlingit language anyway, right? It's all good. So that's good. And how long have you been a member, Merida?
At least 12 years, I think.
Oh,
and,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, I had a sister who invited me. She said, hey, are you interested in volunteering or checking this out? And I'm from rural Alaska originally, and I grew up with ANS and AMB camps. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. So.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, here I am.
Here you are. And so you do a bunch of different activities throughout the year. There's meetings that you have. There's all kinds of programs that you do and support. Tell me a little bit about this awesome festival that's happening tomorrow. How did this come about?
I'm so glad you opened up with Air Jazz, because he is one of the folks playing. We've got so many great folks. I mean, like just starting with Air Jazz, I loved his Ixahayakon.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, I
love my
that
people.
Today.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Boston, he played that song in front of a group of elders at a Clinkin and Haida function once.
Oh, yeah.
And they were getting into it. It was so much fun.
It's such a good song. It's a jam, you know? It's definitely a jam. I love that song.
And another one that's not totally out there that I like too is Hooligan Remix. And I listen to him. So, but he's one of them. We're glad he's on board. And we've got so many other great local folks. We've also got the Radio Flyers.
Okay.
I didn't know if folks knew this, but they played back in the Maritime Festival 2 years ago.
Oh.
And from what I read, that was the last time they played together before they left for college.
Oh, interesting.
And so here they are.
They're back after college now and back together?
So.
Okay.
We also got the Eagle Raven Dancers. Now, they've been around for a while also. They've been, I think, about the 80s, Agnes Bellinger. And they were recent, for folks that were at the recent Clinkin and Haida President's Award Banquet, I believe they were the dance group that played there.
Sweet, okay. And yeah, I've got for the stream people, I have the flyer up so they can see all the information and stuff too.
And so, yeah, and then another name you'll see on that flyer, Nina Edwards, and she's a member of our camp too, also a musician.
Sweet.
And I believe she's a member of the Junocorns. So
okay, the Junocorns. I like that.
Yeah, so you can see where we're getting all sorts of different folks into this festival.
Yeah. Okay.
So we and how it came about is we try to do some general fundraisers, just for our general fund, so we can support our programs throughout the year.
Sure.
And we were sitting around and we were like, well, we have traditionally done a lot of catering, and that's kind of dried up with other catering people. So we just were like, hey, what about a music festival? And I'm a musician and I knew some people. And at the time, it seemed like a real easy thing to say and come up with.
Well, hold on a second. Yep. Are you? Am I talking to Maradon of Maradon and the Prime Cuts?
Yes,
that's
right.
And I also see that you might be on the bill tomorrow.
I did some arm twisting. So yes, my band is playing too.
Sweet. Just wanted the audience to make that connection.
Yeah, we'll be there with some country music if anybody wants to do a little line dancing.
Nice.
But yeah, we thought this might be a fun way to raise a little money for the programs that we like to support. And it's a little bit different. It's a little out of our wheelhouse, but it came together. We have some amazing sponsors, and I'm happy to shout them out
if that's okay with you. Sure, yeah.
Well, Huna Totem in particular, they donated the property across the street and the stage set up. And our very first donation was from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, the local Alaska division. They were our first donation. Of course, both camps. We have Darwin Peterson, Meyer Hutchinson, Christine Hess, and Jackie Daly, Victoria Johnson. We have the IBEW brothers from Anchorage, Clinkit Haida Community Council, and Sea Alaska. They've all donated monetary donations so we could really get this off the ground without having to dig into our own pockets. So we definitely really appreciate that.
I love that. And this is going to start at noon tomorrow. And I see there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 10 or 12 acts here.
Yeah.
High cost of living's going to round it out right at the end or something.
Yeah, DJ Uncle Flex is going to take us out.
Take us home?
Yeah. And then Colette, the high cost of living, as everybody's favorite, is going to be the second to the last. So,
okay, great. I love that. That's so good. But there's also going to be... tell me a little bit about this other stuff I see in here, food and some activities for the kids, all that stuff.
Yeah, so we do have, I believe, 2 food carts now signed up, the Smokehouse Guys and then a Filipino food cart. We have a 50-50 raffle. Kids activities, we have a kids booth. I think there's going to be some face painting and maybe some other activities. And then we have some local artists, jewelry makers, and other kind of booth things for sale.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
We'll have some water for sale and that kind of thing, but we are letting people know we really want this to be a festival kind of situation. So
bring your own chairs kind of festival.
Bring some chairs.
Bring some chairs, blankets
if you want.
Yeah,
okay. A cooler with your beverages.
How long are you anticipating this going for? I know it starts at noon. How long do we think we're going to go for?
I have it kind of mapped out that we'll be done around 10:15, no later than 10:30.
This is a nice long festival.
Yeah.
So you don't have to show up right at noon if you can't make it right at noon. I could show up a little bit later.
Yeah.
Drop in, drop out.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, there you go. Drop in, drop out. Is there an admission fee or is it donation or how does that work?
Yep, it's the general's $25, elder and student, that's $10. And if you're five and under, though, you're free.
You're free. Okay. Bring a parent, though, if you're five.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I will also say Tracy's Crab Shack is going to stay open and serve food, and they will have a separate bar set up for 21 and over.
Gotcha.
That
okay.
We don't have – it's not our
– You're not controlling that, obviously.
No,
yeah,
but
that would
it's
be
there
a separate
for
thing.
Folks who – need that encouragement to come.
So is the stage going to be, it's basically in that area that's right in front of Tracy's, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Right across here from KTOO. This is so cool. And Marianne, what kind of programs are you all running throughout the year that Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood do? What do you got going? Camp 70 specifically.
Yep. So we have supported local school lunch programs. And our big thing that we do every year is the Elder Basket at Christmas time, where we collect donations and make things to deliver to elders at Christmas time. That's a pretty big one for us. And so mostly education, and then we try to host some informal gatherings of just the sisterhood and the brotherhood to try to keep us all together. We are going to have a booth where we are hoping to get some new members. As Kevin said, it doesn't matter if you want to be AMB or ANS, and we have quite a few pioneers who have really done all the heavy lifting to get these civil rights programs and all these camps off the ground, and we could really use some new young members. So we're hoping that this will also be a draw to talk about the camps and get some new members signed up.
That's really
it's
cool.
Also the advocacy, you know, like every year, the AMB and ANS, it's all the camps of everything, not just Southeast, but I believe there's a camp still up in Anchorage. There's camps down south in Portland, and it's all those camps come together for one big grand camp convention, and where all of those camps write resolutions on different Alaska Native issues.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, sometimes it's on, I believe recently it was held on Zoom, but if it was ever in person, there's also funds we'd need to do for that. And there's some really good work that happens there. Like, I was at the 2020 grand convention. And that's when we had the Department of Treasury. They had this big, you know, canvas sign, and they were covering it. And it was until a certain part of the convention where they unveiled the canvas, and it was the Paratovich coin.
Oh, nice.
That gold Paratovich coin
at
the 2020
sweet.
Convention. They unveiled it there. And so it's all such good work.
That's great. Well, you can find out more online. Can I sign up in advance? I think you said there's an Eventbrite maybe?
We have an Eventbrite website. It's a big long thing, but if you just look up Eventbrite, Summer Solstice Music Festival Juno, there's a link there. We also are ANS Camp 70 on Instagram and Alaska Native Camp 70 on Facebook, and all the links there's a QR code where you can buy a ticket, but we'll take cash, check, PayPal at the gate. So if you come tomorrow, you can buy a ticket then.
Awesome. It's so good. This is the festival that's happening tomorrow. It's the Summer Solstice Music Festival, Saturday, June 21st. It starts at noon. Maradon and Kevin have been here from ANS Camp 70 to tell us all about it. It's to support all of the work that they do. You can see on the stream all these musicians we've talked about. Maradon will be performing. High Cost of Living will be performing. Air Jazz will be performing. It's going to be a wonderful day. It sounds like it's an all-day kind of a thing, but you can come and go, as Kevin said. So, Gwyneth Cheesh for being here and telling us all about
Thank
it. Look forward to you guys having, hopefully the weather is going to be good. Is it prediction good?
I guess so.
We hope so.
I mean, thunderstorming.
Today it's pretty good. So
We're
as long
doing
as it's not that storm that happened the other day.
Yeah.
That was a little crazy, but I really appreciate y'all being here. Thanks so much, Gwyneth Cheesh.
Thank you.
This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
Support from Hanson Gress. Seeking curious people who like technology, network engineering, and customer support. Opportunities for those who thrive on problem solving. Details at hansongress.com/careers.
Let's have a star party. This is Steve Kosis with the Marie Drake Planetarium. I'm going to talk about the solstice. June 20th, 12:50 p.m. Alaska time is the summer solstice. It marks the time when the sun is directly overhead at the Trough of Cancer, which is 23.5 degrees north latitude, which is about where Mazatlan, Mexico is. Now, the reason that the date for the solstice is slightly different each year is because our calendar of 365 days is not equal to the time it takes the Earth to orbit the sun, which is 365.25 days. That's why we have a leap day every 4 years. And the reason for the seasons is the Earth's rotational axis being tilted at 23.5 degrees to the Earth's orbit around the sun, also called its revolution. If the tilt was greater, the seasons would be more extreme. If there was no tilt, we would not have the four seasons. Now, if you were in Mazatlan, Mexico on solstice day at local noon, you would have no shadow. And Hawaii, there's a term for that. It's called the Lahaina noon, when there is no shadow. And also, solstice means standing still. And in a sense, that's what happens with the change in daylight is the minimum at the solstices. The change in daylight is at the maximum at the equinoxes. This is Steve Kosis with the Marie Drake Planetarium. Our public shows are on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.
Today is Friday, June 20th, and on this day back in 1974, an early morning fire consumed the seventh floor of the Baranoff Hotel. The most seriously injured was State Senator John Rader, who broke an arm and a leg escaping by a bedsheet, kind of like they do in the movies. That's a look back at this day in 1974.
This is Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO, dedicated to Carolyn Hobbs Peterson. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. I have in the studio with me two of the most wonderful people in Juno. I have Deborah Craig and Linda Kruger, and they are here from the Juno Commission on Aging, which we do these periodic updates with them about things that are coming up and events and updates and all the things going on for seniors around Juno and anything going on with the commission. So, Deborah, before we begin, just remind us about the Juno Commission on Aging and what that is.
Thank you so much, Boston. What a great intro. The Juno Commission on Aging's role is to advise the CBJ Assembly regarding issues related to Juno seniors. So we have collaborated quite extensively for the last couple years with AARP. So Linda is not only the secretary of the Juno Commission on Aging, but Linda Kruger is also the AARP Community Action Team lead chair. Okay. And we have been collaborating most extensively in the recent past on a Juno age-friendly community planning. But first I want to say, the Juno Commission on Aging has adopted a few priorities that we've been working on, and it's the thing that we keep coming back to in our meetings in terms of updating the community about what we're doing with these priorities. So our first priority is housing. And I think that's a priority for a lot of age groups, not just elders and seniors. But what we have been working on is ensuring that we have age-friendly housing, which means age-friendly from 8 to 80. Everybody benefits by having age-friendly housing so that seniors most particularly can stay in their homes and community. And Linda's been doing a lot of work with the AARP in terms of helping us to move towards more age-friendly housing. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we got some, actually a contract. We didn't get the money, but we got a contract with a design firm, R.L. Mace Universal Design Institute, back in North Carolina, and they're helping us develop a presentation that we are hoping to persuade from builders, designers, and homeowners in Juneau to participate in. And we've set the webinar date for August 26th. This will be online, okay, so you can watch from home and participate from home. It'll be August 26th from 9 in the morning to 10:30. It's 90 minutes.
Okay.
And they'll fill us in on what universal design is all about, what it entails, how much it costs, where they might be able to find funding to help support the changes that are necessary, whether this is a builder building new homes or whether it's a homeowner who needs to make some modifications that their home is better for older people or people who that need special access.
So is that going to be the kind of thing where you can learn? Because I know as I'm sort of getting a little bit older that I start thinking about like my shower.
Yep.
You know, I start thinking about the bar in the shower and things like that. Is that where I can learn this?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. AARP has a publication called Home Fit, and the Home Fit Guide goes through all of those kinds of things.
Okay.
And we're hoping also that as we get working with builders and contractors and the planners at the city, that we can work to develop like a home show or a home forum
next year.
In 2026 and bring all these together and bring examples that people can look at and figure out what they can do. So that's coming up, and that's part of our age-friendly plan. And the first thing on our the first priority was housing. And so this is the first thing right out the door that we're rolling out.
Sweet. I love that. And again, that's August 26th. At 9 a.m. in the morning. And, of course, will I be able to find all this if I go to, like, the Commission on Aging Facebook page and all that?
You will. We're doing an update this weekend. So a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today are going to be updated this weekend. So by next week, you should be able to see all this updated data.
Okay, great. Yep. All right, that's cool. All right, what else we got? Yeah.
So our second priority is community wellness and recreation, in recognition that being healthy is the best way to age. So we're promoting options for seniors to get and stay healthy. We continue to work with the CBJ with regards to using the Marie Drake Complex for your senior center, but there's also tons of things that are always going on. We hear this all the time from seniors, and you know, loneliness is an issue for stay-at-home seniors, so we really are promoting the idea that you need to get out in the community, do fun things. And so Linda has our laundry list of really cool things that people can do.
I have a list of a few things. And before I get to working with Parks and Rec and those kinds of things we're doing, tonight there's a piano concert as part of the piano series at the Jack.
Oh, yeah.
At 7 o'clock. And I don't know, Alexander Tutinoff is here. And anyone who's heard him in the past knows what an amazing pianist he is. So that's 7 o'clock tonight at the Jack. And there's a discount for AARP if you don't have a ticket
Everybody
yet.
Join AARP.
If you don't have a ticket yet, you can tell them at the door. You can go in to buy your ticket and tell them you're part of AARP, and they'll let you in at a discount. The other thing that's happening is on the 25th, which I think is it next Tuesday, I think, is Walk Southeast Community Walk to the Library.
Oh, okay.
And we talked to the library, and they're like, well, why don't we have a walk and have people walk to the library? So we're doing three walks because we have three libraries.
That's awesome.
And so we're starting out next week on Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Wednesday.
Oh, thank you for that correction.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday.
Oh, it's the 25th. Is Wednesday, yes.
The 25th is Wednesday at 9 a.m. We're going to start on the Back Loop River Road. It's called Clearwater Creek Trailhead, which I never knew before. That's on the Brotherhood Bridge Trail, Back Loop Road entrance to the Brotherhood Bridge Trail, Clearwater Creek Trailhead.
Okay.
We're
going to
meet there at 9 o'clock. And then that's on a Saturday. And we're going to walk to the Valley Library and we'll have some little snacks and visit. And then we'll walk back to our cars back at the trailhead.
Sweet.
The other walks, which hopefully we'll talk about in the next couple of months, we're going to do one in July to the Douglas Library and one in August from Overstreet Park at the Whale to the Downtown Library. So
sweet.
Those are the upcoming library walks. The other thing I want to mention is that Bartlett has initiated some monthly listening and sharing sessions in their cafeteria. And so those are open for everybody to come in and learn what's new at Bartlett, make suggestions for things you'd like to see happen there, or whether it's classes or providers or those kinds of things. And so that's a really cool discussion. I was gone for the one this month, but I went last month and there were about 10 people there and we had a great discussion. So
awesome.
I'd encourage people to come out to Bartlett on the 2nd from 10 to 11. And the cafeteria is right beside the ER. And so you can park on that side of the hospital and then walk directly into the cafeteria. You don't have to go through the ER. You just walk directly into the cafeteria. So
awesome.
I look forward to seeing people there.
Okay, good. What's next, Deborah? We have about 5 minutes or
okay,
so. Yeah, I know you got so much. Yeah,
I know we do. It's amazing.
All good. There's many things going on.
So many things going on in
Juneau. Active senior community.
Active senior community. And, you know, seniors are really great at volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that came out of our 2020 senior survey is that Juneau seniors are really active in the community in terms of volunteering for lots of organizations, contributing funding, et cetera. So I love that Linda pulls out all this information about all our collaborating agencies. Our third priority is facilitating age-friendly community planning. And this is an AARP. Actually, it started with the World Health Organization.
Mm.
And the World Health Organization wanted to develop a system to determine how livable communities were throughout the world.
Mm.
And so this planning process has been used in many countries. It's been used across the United States. In 2023, Juneau actually joined the Age Friendly Network. And we are super proud to announce that the blessing of Mayor Weldon's letter of support this week, we have submitted our Juneau Age Friendly Community Action Plan,
awesome.
Which details all the different ways that we could approach livability in Juneau.
Cool.
And just, you know, sort of like the housing, some of these things are not really expensive. They're just making people aware and facilitating that action occurring. And some of them actually do take a longer term planning process. So what we're also doing is collaborating with the CBJ, who have just launched a 5-year comprehensive planning process to talk about what their goals and objectives are over the next 10 years, and we are working with them to weave in all of these issues that are really important to seniors into that community plan. Because again, we say this over and over again, 30% of the people that live in Juneau are over 55, and aging is so cool that we're all doing it.
And that is the motto of the Juneau Commission on Aging.
It is.
Aging is so cool, we're all doing it. Well, it's been such a pleasure to hear a little bit about this. We're going to continue to hear as you come back, probably since we're going to be off the air for a few weeks here with some good content of our Songwriters on Songwriters and Rainy Day Conversations. But we won't have live shows for a few weeks, so maybe we'll talk to the Juneau Commission on Aging again in July before, hopefully, the walk. When is the walk in July?
The walk in July is until the 30th.
Oh, perfect.
So
I'll definitely have you back before then, and we can go over more priorities and get updates and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds great, Boston. We really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share all this information.
Well, you know why, Deborah?
In Juneau.
Because aging is so cool that everybody is doing it.
Yay. That is right. Thanks so much.
I love it. Gwyneth Cheese for being here. Really appreciate it. Deborah Craig, Linda Kruger. This is Juneau Afternoon on KTOO. Up next, we'll talk with the Juneau Audubon Society about the final summer walk happening tomorrow. Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com.
Support comes from Nugget Alaskan Outfitter with outdoor clothing, gear, and footwear for the whole family. Now carrying On running shoes and Gooder running sunglasses. Located in the Mendenhall Mall and online at nuggetoutfitter.com.
This is Bird Note. We're approaching the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. In the northern reaches of Canada and Alaska, June days offer breeding birds almost continuous daylight. Here's one shorebird that breeds in the Arctic, the black-bellied plover. As you listen, imagine a bird with a dramatic black face, neck, and belly, a stark white head, and a speckled back. In late April and early May, black-bellied plovers make their way north along both the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Many settle into the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to nest on the tundra. Here, a male circles overhead while giving its flight song. The plovers complete their breeding cycle in a month and a half. The parents build open nests on the ground where they lay and incubate 4 eggs. As soon as the young hatch, alert and covered with down, they follow their parents and begin foraging for insects on the tundra's low vegetation. Shortly after the summer solstice, the adult black-bellied plovers begin their southbound migration without their young. The juveniles won't follow for another month. And yet somehow they know the route, even though they have never flown it before. Learn more about black-bellied plovers and other birds of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to Community Supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at KTOO.org. You can also join us for a behind-the-scenes look in the studio on our live stream at KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. I'm Boston Christopher. I am here now with Brenda Wright from the Juno Audubon Society, who unfortunately had a guest to come with us but stuck in traffic and won't be able to join us. That was Deb Rudis, who's leading the walk tomorrow.
Correct, Amando.
But Gunath Cheesh for being here today, Brenda. It's the final summer walk.
Yes.
We have some walks that'll come in later in the summer, like late August, right?
Right, right.
But this is the final summer walk. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, this is going to be a really fun one because just recently we've been having some new babies arrive in town.
Oh, what kind of babies?
There's some duck babies and warbler babies.
Warbler babies.
And I've seen just the other day, I saw some very thrush young folks that didn't have hardly any color and were flying sideways trying to figure out how to get worms.
Oh, that's really cute. I love that. Yep. So where is the walk tomorrow?
Tomorrow the walk is going to start at the Juno Ranger District on Back Loop Road.
Okay.
Nice. There's quite a bit of a problem with the trail right by the Back Loop Bridge. But there's no problem with getting to the Dredge Lake areas from the Ranger District office.
So that's where we would want to go and get set up, is it the Ranger District office?
Ranger District office. The whole back parking lot will be open because it's a Saturday and people not a lot of folks go to work on Saturday.
Absolutely. Cool. And what time does it start tomorrow?
It starts at 8 and I'll go through 10 a.m.
8 a.m. And this one is, as always, free and open to the public. Anybody
Correct.
Can come. You don't have to be a Juno Audubon member, although you can learn how to do that at junoaudubon.org if you so desire. But this is free and open to everyone. And it starts at 8 a.m. And you want to be there right at 8 a.m.
That's correct, yeah, yeah. Because they will be starting then. Even though it's solstice and we're having our longest day and shortest night, the birds start singing early. So they're already up for 5 hours at 8 a.m.
Right.
So they've already sang their songs a couple times.
Okay, right. So we're almost late, as it were.
But yeah, they'll get more energy by all those nice bugs that are out there. Just to remind you that it will be a little buggy. But there's a home cure for that. You can just put a little sprig of yarrow behind your ear, and the no-see-ums may not bother your face.
What? You're telling me something I never have heard before. So if I put a little yarrow behind my ear, I won't get those darn no-see-ums?
Yes. Both ears, though.
Both ears. Make sure it's both ears, especially when you're going into a place like Dredge Lake area, right? Yeah, because it's a little more, not swampy, but it's a little bit wetter, definitely more wet, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
And that's where they love to live in there, and they love to get you.
Yes, and that's why there's so many different kinds of birds that like to live there, because there's a lot of different environments available for them.
Yummy foods.
Yummy foods, water, trees, both kinds, you know, not just the conifers, but also the nice ones with the leaves that have all kinds of good seeds and other bugs.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. Now, who's leading the walk tomorrow? I know Deb Brutus, who couldn't be here today.
Right. Deb and Kari Monagle.
Okay.
And they're both very, very good birders and also very good photographers. So if you happen to want to bring your camera and get a couple hints, you might want to do that too.
Ah, I see. Okay. I like that. And I also see here that you'll have some binoculars available
if
people need them.
Yes, we sure do. We always like to, you can come without binoculars if you don't have any, because we're perfectly willing to share the pairs that we have.
I see. Okay. Now let's talk again about this cool thing that people can do. If you're not a birder and you want to become a birder,
right?
It's really easy, right? Because
right.
you have this cool app that you can get on your phone now.
Yes, we have actually.
Two apps?
Two apps, and they're both free.
Okay.
And they're both based on Cornell, which has been, in the last 20 years, has expanded birding worldwide. And it's just amazing. So the one that's the really simple one is called Merlin Bird ID.
Okay.
And you can actually just with your phone, you can put it on there, and then you can start to do a sound recording, and the Merlin will tell you what birds it's hearing.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'll just show you a picture.
If there's more than one bird, can it discern?
Yes.
Wow.
It can show. Like one time when I was just recently at a place that was quite interesting for birds, there were 11 that showed up in about 5.5 seconds.
On the app?
On the app, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's just like, oh, there it is, yellow warbler, yellow rumped, red-winged blackbird.
And then it brings up a photo so you can confirm that that's what you're hearing.
But the other part about Merlin Bird ID is you can just do an identify. And it's a really, really fun thing to do with kids, because all you have to do is say where you are, the date, how big is the bird, and that shows you pictures from sparrow to eagle. So if it's goose size, you press goose. And then you choose three main colors.
Sweet.
And what is it doing? Is it in water, tree, flying? Where is it? And it gives you all the birds in your area.
Oh, that's amazing.
That
so good.
It should be there.
Educational tool.
Yes. And it's so fun for the kids to choose those colors and stuff like that.
That's awesome. And what's the other app?
That's called eBird.
eBird.
And that's when you're a little bit more acquainted with birds and you start it. It finds your location geographically and it starts your time and it starts your distance. And then you personally put your numbers in. So I hear a raven calling, so I press one for raven. And there's a song sparrow. Oh, there's two. So I press two for song sparrow. And by the end of your trip, if you don't have more than 10, you have to go back and do some more.
And that is the app that you use during the one time a year where they do the bird count, right?
Right. But people that are serious birders use it every time they take a bird walk.
Oh, interesting.
So, when Deb and Kari, either one of those will be making a formal count during the walk to share.
And is that app through Cornell so that they can keep track?
Yes. So when you submit it with your pictures or your recordings or whatever it is you like to do, they add that to their database.
Oh, that's amazing.
It truly is. It truly is.
They must have thousands of birds and areas defined of where things are.
Because just recently we had a global bird day in May.
Yeah.
And they had over a million people look at birds on that day around the world.
That's amazing.
Yes. And it's just amazing how much help that is for scientists and stuff to get all this fresh knowledge about where the birds are doing well or not so well.
That's amazing. Well, if you want to help out, you can, or just enjoy the walk.
Yes.
You can also get those apps and or not get those apps and just join along the walk tomorrow. Remind us again, Brenda, where it is and when it is.
It's at the Juneau Ranger District on Back Loop Road. Starts at 8 a.m. and goes through 10.
Goes through 10 a.m. And they have binoculars if you need them. And, of course, you can find out more and all the things that are coming up for Juneau Audubon at the website, JuneauAudubon.org. I'm sure you also have, like, an active Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And all those things.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so all the social media connections are also on there. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for being here again. And we'll see you maybe in August to maybe preview the fall. What is that walk that's going to happen in August?
Most likely excuse me.
Oh, is that the...
mushrooms.
Yeah, the mushroom walk. Okay, great. So we'll see you in a couple months. Appreciate you being here. Thanks so much. No worries. Gwyneth Cheesh. That's going to do it for today's Juneau Afternoon. Juneau Afternoon will be on a three-week hiatus from live shows after today. We will return with shows on July 16th. In the meantime, you can tune in and catch episodes of both the Songwriters on Songwriters as well as the Rainy Day Conversations series. You can listen for those over the coming weeks. Gwyneth Cheesh for listening. We really appreciate it. Juneau Afternoon airs Wednesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO Juneau 104.3 and KAUK Juneau Auk Bay 91.7. Hello, out the road. You can find the show online at ktoo.org/JuneauAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, offer feedback or suggestions, or find out how to be a guest on the show. You can also find live stream archives of the live stream on KTO's YouTube page. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Programming support for Juneau Afternoon comes from listeners and viewers like you. Gwyneth Cheesh for that. And Alaska Airlines Club 49, Hanson Grass, and Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. Juneau Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Lisa Purvis. Gwyneth Cheesh, have a lovely solstice and a fantastic weekend. We'll see you in mid-July for new live shows. And of course, you can tune over now to KXLL and catch DJ Kelly spinning the jams this afternoon at 4 o'clock from 4 to 5 p.m. Go to KXLL at 101.7 or 100.7 or over on kto.org/KXLL. Gwyneth Cheesh. Thank you.